When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
This podcast is supported by Comcast Business. Comcast Business Internet now comes with Security Edge to help protect every device on your network, so you can be ready for what's next. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Career Builder is made for people who have that thing. You know, those superpowers that make you good at your job, the skills you bring to work. And Career Builder knows those skills make you right for other jobs too. Higher paying jobs with benefits. Jobs you never thought of trying. Are you a people person? Work from home as a customer service rep? Are you organized and like driving? Become a delivery driver. You have the skills it takes, and CareerBuilder.com has the jobs to get you hired fast. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Me and AU, Episode 13, Ella Enchanted.
Most people who come to Selkirk, they're running from something. But when the thing you want to leave behind is yourself, what can you do? For most of my life, I thought the answer was nothing, but now I know. The only thing to do is face it head on.
Sure that works.
He's not moving. You could try kicking him.
No, look. He's waking up.
Don't he? Open your eyes.
Did I kill it?
Yeah. Yeah, you did, you idiot.
Don't try to sit up yet.
Hey. Why does everything hurt?
You got a little banged up out there.
Ugh, Christ. Just tell him.
Shh. What does she mean?
You've been dead 6 months.
Welcome back.
Creation celebration. I will let them pass me by and nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Oh my God!
What just happened? Did Garrett get an eye patch? Did Jody have a neck tattoo?
Tony's been dead 6 months?
They got renewed for a second season, right?
Yeah, but not until next summer.
We have to wait a year?
A whole entire year.
Did you want more wine?
Dude,
I need so much wine.
To the wine!
To the wine! Best vacation ever?
Best vacation ever.
Oh my goodness. And when Jody,
Okay, this is fine. This is cool. Just go inside and be normal. Just a normal human person. Just a chill, normal human being.
Kate?
Oh, shit! Ella?
Yeah, hi!
Hey! Did you just get here?
I did. Sorry, morning traffic was even worse than I thought it would be. If you want to go in, you can. I still need to pay for parking.
No, it's cool. I can come with.
The pay station is right next to you.
Right. Then I can stand right here.
Yeah, I'll just... Actually, before that, are you a hug person?
Yeah, sure.
In that case...
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to meet you... again.
Yeah, same. Congrats on still being a real person.
Hey, you too.
So do you want to go inside?
That sounds good. Just let me do the parking.
Wow, right, sorry, right. I have not had enough coffee yet.
I guess we came to the right kind of place then.
Yeah, seriously. How was your drive-in? No, wait, you already said not great.
Just slow. Coming into the city on a weekday is always a little intense.
Yeah, makes sense.
And you said in your email your flight got in okay.
Oh, yeah, it was super empty, so more room for legs.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, no complaints. You good?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let me just... Go ahead.
Oh, thanks.
At your service. Do you know what's good here?
I was hoping you did.
Oh, right. Yeah. Whitney recommended the double espresso and the energy bites, but she's intimidating like that.
Have I mentioned that I'm really looking forward to meeting her?
Good, because she has a lot of opinions about that finale.
So we have two things in common.
What's the, Oh, wait. Me, I'm the thing. Right. Yeah, I'm gonna get a cappuccino, like the biggest cappuccino. You?
That sounds pretty good to me, too.
You wanna grab us a table? I can treat.
Are you sure?
You drove into the city. On a weekday.
You literally flew across the country.
I like to go big.
You do, huh?
Oh my god, it's like 8 a.m. on the West Coast. I seriously was not kidding about needing this coffee.
You're fine. I'll get us the table in the corner, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then we're talking about that scene.
Oh my god, why do I already know what you're talking about?
Eye patch?
Neck tattoo!
Now that Tony's died, is he still cursed?
Probably not. I mean, what are they gonna do? Kill him again in like 2 months?
They would.
God, they so would. Okay, you table, me coffee, and then we are talking.
Oh yeah, we are. I really thought I was going to be done with it before the end of the season.
Yeah, you said you were almost finished the last chapter, like, a week ago, right? What happened?
I keep going into the document to write the last few scenes, and then I stare at it until I lose my nerve and go do something else.
I mean, if you're worried about the research, I'm pretty sure there's no definitive way to catch a cryptid, so it's not like anyone is going to be in the comments going, actually, you can only trap a real Wahila with a cage made of salt and inscribed with ancient runes.
Oh, no. That part was fine. I really enjoyed writing the action scene.
So what's got you blocked?
I can't get Tony and Garrett to kiss.
Oh no, that's the worst!
Every time I think I've gotten to the right spot, it just feels too random. Like I'm trying to force it.
Force it? I was surprised they didn't kiss last chapter.
Because I couldn't get them to do it then, either.
Dude, you're writing them with insane chemistry. You can tell they've both been wanting to do it for ages. It's not gonna feel forced, no matter how it happens.
Oh. What if you're only saying that because you know they're supposed to wind up together?
Okay, I'm never the person who gets to say this, but you are way overthinking things.
I just want it to be a satisfying conclusion.
Aw, hey.
I should have had them kiss before the monster showed up. They could have still had the same fight about Garrett being a werewolf, and I could have written a tender reconciliation with my eyes closed.
Okay. Like, I would have still read that, but you've got this. Whatever kiss you give these two is gonna be so hot. It's gonna make people swoon right out of their computer chairs.
It's just a kissing scene. I'm not upping the rating.
Swooning, Ella. I'm calling it right now.
Thank you. I'll keep trying, I guess.
It's all just tension and release, right? You have a big moment. You build up the emotion. You get both of the characters to the point where there's nothing to do but channel all that feeling into something. And then, hey, kissing.
Does that work for you?
Okay, honestly, the last thing I tried to write is still sitting in my draft because I couldn't think of a word for lips that didn't sound like lips.
What's wrong with lips?
Lips. Like, listen to it. It's just so... Okay, not the point. What I'm saying is, you're there. You've spent, like, half the summer building this up. You've got the tension. Now, all you've got to do is...
pay it off?
Yeah. Pay it off. Hey, do you want to get another round?
How many have you had now?
Technically, 5-ish. I got extra shots in both of mine.
That's kind of amazing. But I think if I have any more caffeine, my hands might start shaking.
Oh. Oh, sure. You probably have other stuff you need.
Maybe we could go for a walk around here instead.
Yeah. A walk sounds great.
Me and AU is a Procyon Podcast Network production. You can find transcripts for every episode of the show, as well as information about our other podcasts at procyonpodcasts.com.
The voice of Tony is Ben Moody.
The voice of Garrett is Sam B. Wynn.
The voice of Jody is Nisa Najib.
The voice of Grace is Nadine Elamami.
The voice of Kate is Philomena.
The voice of Whitney is Misha's voice.
The voice of Ella is Alisa Park.
Hey everybody, Andrea here. Happy New Year and welcome to 2021. I want to start off by thanking a few new patrons. Thank you to Britt McIntosh, Blood and Ink, Olivia Oritz, and DJ Bride for becoming our newest patrons. If you'd also like to support the show, there is still time. Thanks to the support we've received from you already, we're already committed to making a pilot episode for Selkirk, but we're now about $100 away from our next patron goal, which is to create more fanfic in the style of our On the Rise minisodes, so you can learn more about Tony and Garrett, Jody and Grace, or I guess Ella and Kate, if it's still fanfic when the person who wrote the canon is writing the script. I'll let you ponder that one for yourselves. The address to go to is patreon.com/meandau. This episode was written and produced by Andrea Clausen, with sound design by Aaron Bauman. Our theme song is by Samantha Jean Rivers, logo by Alex Yoon. Find us on Twitter and Tumblr at meandaupod. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Seriously, who's blowing up my phone?
Oh, yeah. Powerball.
Big news. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
You spend the first hour of your vacation at the luggage carousel thinking there's nowhere to go but up. But there is a place to go but up. Because when you open your suitcase, you find it filled with dolls. Dolls like the ones in that movie that scared you so much you wet your girlfriend's bed. Ah, Marissa. The one that got away. You return the bag to the airport with relief. It lasts until you get back to your room, where a fallen doll waits to greet you.
Don't let a suitcase full of dolls ruin your vacation. Go on a real vacation. GoRVing.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It's a tale of learning and healing.
We've got a whole province going to see one overworked witch in a candy cottage that's been chewed to pieces by the local kids.
Of fairies and magic.
You're touching the sapphire of assessment!
I'm not touching it! I'm just putting my hand near it as I focus my brainial waveforms on it.
Stop it!
I'm not even touching it!
Of struggle against the odds.
This is my team. They may not live up to your vision of a perfect, efficient department.
They don't live up to my vision of a stampede in a barnyard.
Ooh, Kingly, that's how you know it's working.
And now, it returns at last. Alba Salix, Royal Physician, Season 2.
Alba Salix, Royal Physician, from Fable and Folly. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or look us up at fableandfolly.com.